Waking for work in the winter. Even when frost hasn't left the hard ground rutted by the wheels of tractors. Even though taillights clog the motorway. Even though the moon still stands blind and cold in the morning sky. Even though the sheets are clean and the covers are warm and the person beside you breathes the rise and fall of somewhere deep. Get up. Like the dog that hears a sound in the dark. Get up. Winter in the world. The old lady struggles. Footsteps careful, leaving shuffle marks in the snow. No shopping bag, so maybe it's church. And maybe not. Perhaps she is out for a walk. Because she can. And the night is spare. And she is undiminished. And harder than bone. Sparkled. A baseline courses like a neutron star counting the immeasurable. Asteroids circle. Comets are everywhere. Then the funk comes back from oblivion and the mass begins to heave. A blonde-haired angel trapped in a pair of red hot pants turns to give me a grin so wide, I know it's not for me. It's for the whole fucking world. Sunburst. One astronomical unit, 8 light minutes, 93 million miles. And right here, bare chest top off beneath the sun god Ra. Sweat beads, arms ache, heart pounding, blue sky, aware of my youth. Aware of my strength above the noise of the street. A ridge to bed. A tile to repair. And the heat. One astronomical unit, 8 light minutes, 93 million miles. And right here. Newsflash. I've had enough. I'm kicking it in, I'm packing it up, I'm making a stand, I'm planting my flag. Yous can all just go to fuck. Cos there's too many people with too many taunts who know where they're going, never getting what they want. Boz to be in neck deep, banging my head off a brick wall. No, I'm putting myself up. It's time to ascend. It's time to evolve. I'm going to be immortal like the stars in the sky, watching this wee world revolve. Inside, outside, upside, downside, backside, frontside, I'll be the man, and then somewhere. When I knock on death's door, he's going to be feared to come out. Top of the food chain. Tell him his fucking tea's out. This is called No Holding Back. Jesus Christ. 10 days in and kicked in the teeth. Scraping myself off the flowers. My God. The way she formed the English language. And how I enjoyed listening it. Lord. Take back her nakedness. Wash the laughter away. Cleanse me of the dance in the abandoned church. Of the movement. Cure me. Or leave me with everything. The emptiness most of all. Let nothing fall away. Burn me with memory. Breakfast in Bayardo. The window to my right is open and filled with mountains that layer the distance until there is almost no room for sky. The key hung by the door has been stretched tight by gravity. Pulled into place, every chair in the room is empty. The sugar bag crackles and a line along the cooker tells me that the ants are on the march. The Dark of Adiona. People have come and gone, but mostly it's been me and her, sharing the kitchen, sharing the bathroom, sleeping on pallets that lie 4 feet apart. It's quiet, so small things change the balance of a room. Cutlery into the sink, the scrape of a chair, or the relentless persistence of Lilo and Stitch played over again on a portable DVD player. She is 19, American, young for her age, thinks it's more important to talk than have something to say. This frustrates me, but we get by fine. except that is Wednesday last week. We'd caught the bus to town and returned with more wine than usual. During the night, she pulled back my sheet. I said no. Later, I heard her on the terrace, crying for father, asking the dark sky why her mother wouldn't love her. At breakfast, her arms and legs were crossed with shallow cuts. I asked if she had fallen, which gave her the chance to say yes. So I watched her more closely, not out of worry or pity, out of interest. She is a person, of course, but she is also a story. Like now, out on the terrace again with a candle set in front of her. No crying this time, because there are stars, and the sky is not dark. I'm just going to take a wee break now, and if anybody wants to ask a question, they can, but if you don't have a question, don't try and force one out. Obviously, I work on roofs as well, and about this time of year, like Letford Roofing's got a maintenance programme, so about this time of year, we go around and go around our existing customers and we check roofs, give them a written report, so for insurance purposes, and we clean their gutters. I hate cleaning gutters. I generally hate working for ladders, because if you're on a roof, barring a gas explosion, you know that the roof isn't going to move, so it's like you've got your balance, you're there. But there's always a fear in my mind that the ladder's going to slip. I've seen ladders slip with people before. So I hate working for ladders, and I hate scooping the mulch out of the gutters. I don't like the way it smells, I hate putting it in the bucket. And I was moaning to somebody, pretty much like I'm moaning now, but I was moaning to somebody in the pub about this, after I'd been doing it all day. And they said to me, do you know that the gutters are the best place to collect meteors? I couldn't believe it. I was like, what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? But then I looked it up. It's true, micrometers. They call them micrometers. When the meteors break up in the atmosphere, they just drop through this, that's like dust, just tiny fragments of meteors just fall down. Usually they just get lost, but if they land on your roofs and they get washed into the gutters by the rain, so you need a microscope to see them, but they're actually there. So now I can tell myself, if they told me that, whenever I'm feeling bad, I just tell myself I'm scooping up the universe. There's hope in unexpected places. It's all right. Right. So think about that the next time if you ever have a date yourself. This is called Be Prepared. Wear 3 t-shirts and 1 hoodie top. Layers are important. They can always come off. Remember your oil skins. It's always raining somewhere. Wear a scarf. Cold air moves down from the neck. Wear gloves. They're useless when wet, but handy if you hit the wrong nail. Pay attention to the moment. The way water drips. The way a spider scuttles. Have a healthy fear of heights. When working from a ladder, know which way to fall. Railings and slabs are unforgiving. Flower beds and fuchsia bushes are better. Practice your scream. When you strike your thumb with a hammer, don't squeal. Roar like a lion. When the pain subsides and you look around, you'll know exactly what I mean. Acknowledge the moon. It was part of the earth once. Its loneliness can make you feel beautiful. Lift properly, because you'll need your back to make your money. Hollow words in the black dog days. Sophie has a colleague at work whose heart hasn't been broken. A virgin, she says, in the truest sense. Stephanie has a gym partner with a walk that'll pull you in its wake. And Amanda has a hairdresser whose brown eyes can drown out words. Spoilt for choice, they say. Bullshit, he replies. He tells them that the leads in the old movies have faded, that the beauties of antiquity are buried beneath the years. He tells them that everyone alive belongs to one season. He tells them that the seasons move quickly. Sunday, with the television off. I think of the future. My deathbed. I imagine the man I will be. Then I pay that man a visit. Ask him, What would you do? So I leave the car and walk across town. Knock on my father's door to say hello and listen to his stories. The ones I've heard before. It's like I've travelled in time. Now he knows that someone is listening. On the way home, the sun falls behind the buildings. And I walk into a supermarket. Okay, this next poem is called Sex Poem Number 3. Buckles, belts, buttons, clips, jeans, socks. Stretch for the socks. Negotiate the heel, pants. Slow for the pants. Then another person's skin. Fingertips, fine hairs, follicles, then couch to carpet. Elbows, knees, focus, acknowledge the clues. Quickness of breath, pressure on shoulders, pressure on hips, but don't get distant. Smile, make eye contact. Love, if at all possible. Love. Cafe culture. We're having a pint on a table outside because it's a nice day. And he says, I love the summer. It's hot, you can wear your shorts, the birds. Trouble is, but every time I go out for a power cord, I end up pissed. Give me an eeny meeny macaraca ee aye dome and a sugar rye lollipop and tigger say your head. I'll hear a wee laugh, I'll just say aye with a kid pinky oompum pie. Skiddly weedly waddly wee rig diggadoo and away you go. We are inside the kick and crunch of colour. Where autumn's taken its dagger and opened up a vein so the pavements aren't so grey, our heartbeats are not so bleak, and this kiss means more than warmth and blood. For the spirit. Often, over dinner, or during parties, or post-readings, someone will say, winter on the roof must be hard. I'll reply, yes. Then discuss. Cracked lips. Cold slates. Wet gloves. But really, summer is too easy. It's all about t-shirts. And sunlight in the room before you wake up. In winter, I fight 15 battles from my duvet to the front door. And win. So keep your tan skin. Give me frost on the fence wire in January. For the journey. When they told him who was beneath the boulder, he didn't say a word. Just placed his forehead against it. Then one hand, then two, then set his shoulder to work. None of the men had seen someone so desperate. So methodical. The lamps on their helmets brightened his back that shifted and bucked but wouldn't buckle. They watched as his boots dug troughs in the dirt. Whenever he tired, there'd be silence. Then three deep breaths and he would go again. We should stop him, said one man. Leave him, said another. Or else he'll never know he couldn't lift it. This is called It's About the Labour. Hammers, nails. Hey, Casey, did I tell you I got a couple of poems published? What does that mean? What do you mean? Does that mean you get money for it? No. Oh, right. Hammers, nails. Taking a headbutt. Your pal ruffled my hat. I said, what? Made the mistake of leaning forward. And that was that. Blood metal darkness and a taste of brass. The bell was rung. And I know I went somewhere. Because I had to come back. There's hundreds of birds on the roofs. Here, howl. Choof, woof, wee rubber it to pigeon beastie, lovey dovey, ruffle your feathers, show me your plume. Look at that, Frank. Not a look, not a nut. Plod on then, mouldy breeted. Whoop, whoop, look at that. Fingle, figgle, boogaloo. That's not even a crow. That's a dinosaur. There'll be teeth in that beak, that's for sure. Ooh, BDI, get behind the gable. She's fair this social. What a life, Frank. What a life. Feeding on scraps, hunt for crumbs. But listen to this. We're no dodos. We can fly. Forget about the fields, Frank. Look at the sky. I think I'll just finish there. Thank you very much for listening.